Well, good morning and welcome to our worship service. Grateful that you have chosen to worship with us today. This is the opportunity to bring you some of the announcements that are in the bulletin and definitely invite each of you to the different Sunday school classes. You'll take note of seeing those start about 11:10. And part of that time this morning with our younger classes is the practice for the Christmas program, which is coming up on December 14th. So please take note of that announcement. It's got quite a bit of detail there. Also on that same day, December 14th, will be our Christmas caroling. And the ask that if you're going to bring cookies as we take out a plate of treats to those that we sing to be here by 4:30. And so there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer about cookies and also the soup and sandwiches for that evening. Before we get into the December time, we still have several activities in November. Thanksgiving is coming up, and so we have a Thanksgiving Eve service here on the 26th, the day before Thanksgiving. And if you would like to bring something to that service, either a reading or a special in music, there is a sign-up sheet as well. Or you could, well, it'd be better if you signed up because my memory is a bit short at times. So I will be leading that service on that Thanksgiving Eve. This week of Thanksgiving, we also as a church have the opportunity to serve with Meals on Wheels. The only day of that week that we don't serve is Thanksgiving. And so there are some that have started to sign up. There's just been a few changes. So with some of the logistics of doing Meals on Wheels, the ministerial did that this week. So just come talk to me if you would like to get an update on some of the formalities that we need to go through. One big change for today, you'll notice that Pastor Abe and Diana are not here today. They are at Weekend to Remember in the marriage conference in Sioux Falls, but they will be back for youth group. And tonight we're going to be starting and moving forward, splitting up the junior high and the senior high. The junior high is going to be meeting at 5 o'clock, and then senior high is asked to come at 6:15. So that's going to be a change moving forward, so take note of that, depending on your age group where you fall. And then the rest of the announcements are there in your bulletin. Are there any other announcements that I may have missed? All right. So our call to worship today comes from Psalm 68. Verses 32 to 35. O kingdoms of the earth, sing to God, sing praises to the Lord. To him who rides in the heavens, the ancient heavens, behold, he sends out his voice, his mighty voice. Ascribe power to God, whose majesty is over Israel, and whose power is in the skies. Awesome is God from his sanctuary, the God of Israel. He is the one who gives power and strength to his people. Blessed be God.
Good morning. Let's stand together and sing together number 10 in your hymnals. Number 10 in your hymnals, O Worship the King. O worship the King, all glorious above, and gratefully sing his wonderful love. Our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilioned in splendor and girded with praise. Oh, tell of his might, oh, sing of his grace, whose robe is the light, whose canopy space. His chariots of wrath, the deep thunder clouds form, and dark is his path on the wings of the storm. Thy bountiful care, what tongue can recite? It breathes in the air, it shines in the light. It streams from the hills, it descends to the plain, and sweetly distills in the dew and the rain. Frail children of dust and feeble as frail, in thee do we trust, nor find thee to fail. Thy mercies, how tender, how firm to the end. Our Maker, Defender, Redeemer, and Friend. Let's take a minute to greet each other. Tell somebody you're glad to see him here this morning.
Well, this is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises. Just a couple of them that have been given. The prayer request, the update went out yesterday morning about Arnold Johnson, Val's dad. He was in the hospital for a little bit, significant leg pain. That cleared up and he was able to go home. And so we rejoice with the healing God brought there. And then my father-in-law has started to not feel well, so the request is that he would get better. He says he's better, but he may be sequestered to the basement because Tammy has surgery on Wednesday, and she does not want to catch whatever he may have. So as I heal, and I appreciate the continued prayers, Tammy's going to start. At least she doesn't have the dietary restrictions with her shoulder surgery, but that I've had. So we'd appreciate prayers. Wednesday, Tammy goes with the surgeon. Any other prayer requests or praises today? Ron. It's a good thing you said you. So in a couple of days, Ron and June will be celebrating their 59th. Anniversary, and we rejoice of God's faithfulness and the continued knitting your hearts together. So that is a true testament of God's faithfulness. Any other? Yes, June. Now you need.
My brother Chuck, as you know, has pneumonia. Friday was a really hard day for him. I talked to him yesterday for a couple minutes. It's all he can talk.
So June's brother Chuck, we've been praying for he and Diane over the last couple of years with some health issues, and he's come down with pneumonia, and so we continue to pray that God would heal. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Ernie. So we will be praying for Shirley as she's come down with a cold. And we just know that the older we get, the harder it is to bounce back and heal up. So we'll be praying for Shirley and for Ernie as he as the caregiver, that God protects his health as well. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah. Oh, wonderful. So Terry Miller, who has worked at the courthouse and had hip replacement, or she had fallen and broken her hip. She is back home and also rejoicing that Craig got the ramp built. That's when you lose mobility, it's amazing how some of those small things really help. So we'll continue to pray for Terry Miller's recovery and now that that's being at home. Any other prayer? Yeah, Paula. So Joel and Elena had a baby girl. So far, it's baby Peterson. So that's okay. It's a momentous occasion for first-time parents to come up with an appropriate name. So, but we rejoice with the new arrival of their family, with this little one, and we'll be praying for Elena and the baby. And Joel is now transitions to the role of being dad. So. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, June.
I forgot to mention Bob is home with a bad cough today.
So we'll be praying for Bob. Sounds like as the things go on, and I know when Pastor Jason comes up, you'll wonder how long he'll last. I kept waiting for a phone call, but God has been gracious, I guess. So, but we'll be, I know it going around. Lynn. So Noah is anticipating a phone call tomorrow, or a letter, or email, or some type of communication, there we'll put that, on making it into med school. And so we will be praying for patience as well as God's direction and guidance. I know that when you're waiting, and Lord willing, it will be great news. But we'll be praying alongside of Noah that God would give him peace of mind and heart as he waits for news. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for today. We thank you as we are in the November season, as harvest is still going strong for some of us and others, it has kind of wound down. The ability that we have at the end of the month to reflect back, not just on the blessings of the harvest, but also the blessings of this past year. We sometimes in our busyness and hurriedness to get into the next seasons of the year, and some of those we have to prepare for, like with Christmas program practices and musical practices, it is easy to bypass the time of Thanksgiving. You've called us to be thankful people, and we have the greatest gift to be thankful for. We're thankful for the sending of your Son, and that we have the opportunity by believing in him and the sacrifice that he did on our behalf, that our sins have been forgiven, and that we can enter into your throne, and that we can find grace and mercy in our time of need. But that all starts with ourselves bending the knee to him. We thank you for each individual that we have an opportunity of meeting through the week, of representing you. We just lift up these requests. We are grateful for the praise that Arnie is home. We just continue to ask that you give wisdom to the doctors of what may have caused some of the health issues of this week. Just continue to pray for his strength and the wisdom that would come to figure some of these things out. We are grateful that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And you as the great physician understand us full well. I lift up my father-in-law to you that you would also help him. I also pray for Bob Ohm and Shirley as they, and maybe several others, dealing with the colds or respiratory issues. I lift up Pastor Jason that you would also heal his body as he brings your message, that you would anoint him and the words that he uses. We are thankful for the opportunities to use our gifting and to glorify you here in not just our church, but our community. Father, I lift up my wife's surgery on Wednesday. Help me to be the helpmate I need to be. Pray for wisdom for the doctors and patience for us as the healing process can be long. We pray for a full and complete recovery. We rejoice with Ron and June as they come upon their 59th anniversary. We just are grateful for the legacy that they have been used by you in the lives of their family and community. And we just pray that you continue to sustain them as they go through life together. Thank you that we don't do it by ourselves, that your Son walks with us, your Spirit is indwelling us. Father, we lift up June's brother Chuck to you, continued healing from the pneumonia that he has been suffering. We also are grateful that Terry Miller has had a healing time of, and now is able to be back home. We all understand the sometimes we heal better when we're in familiar surroundings, and some of the accommodations she's had to have. I'm grateful for how all of us can come alongside of individuals, that we can use our talents that for your glory and to help others. And so we just continue to pray for Terry and her healing. We rejoice with Joel and Elena with the arrival of their little one. We just pray for her and Elena that and for Joel as they figure out being a family of three, and just ask for their daughter to come to know her Savior at a young age. And we just pray that you would give wisdom to Joel and Elena as being the parents you've called them to be. We also lift up Noah as he has the plans that we understand that as we plan, it is God, you, the Father, who directs our steps. And we just pray for the waiting of news for tomorrow, that we know Noah's desire is to go on for schooling to become a doctor, and you tell us that you give us the desires of our heart. And so we just pray that you would give him patience and that we join alongside for good news, but we understand that you're in control. We are grateful for the gifting that you've given Noah and his compassion for others, and so we just ask that you use him wherever you place him. And Father, that's for all of us. We are grateful for the ministries you've entrusted to us each Wednesday to work with the grade schoolers of our community. We just ask that you give us wisdom for tonight with some of the change of separating junior high and senior high. We just pray that you would give Pastor Abe and the sponsors that come the stamina as they work a little longer time, but becoming more focused for the needs of each group. We're grateful for each youth that come and the others that we could reach. And so, Father, we just pray that you would help with the adjustment of the schedule for tonight and moving forward. We're grateful for the ministries you've called us to support. We pray for the Hamiltons with the work at InterVarsity, both at in our state, but in the five-state region, that you would use the Hamiltons to Jeremy and his family for your honor and glory and expanding your kingdom on these campuses and around the world. Father, we lift up our world to you with the turmoil and the different aspects that can cause us worry, and we know that you're in control. We just pray for our leaders as you've commanded us to, that you would give them wisdom and guidance. For the offering we're about to receive from your people, we just ask that you would use it for your honor and glory to further your kingdom here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
in the Lord's house?
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
We're going to stand and sing. We're going to sing praises to the Lord. We're going to love him through music. And we're going to think of the words as a way that we completely can adore him and love him. So please stand. Please sing with us this morning.
Thank you.
song we're going to sing is called Gratitude. And this week, there were so many things outside to be grateful for. The northern lights, the warm, beautiful days, the sunshine. The way that God brings things for us to be grateful for is endless. And I myself don't always see it, and I'm not always grateful. And but I do know that the most thing I'm grateful for is the fact that he's in heaven waiting for us, that he gave his son. And as we sing this song, there is so much in it to be grateful for, and his love and the way that he expresses to us. Let this prepare your heart for service this morning.
Get up and praise the Lord. throw up my hands and praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, but I'm nothing else fit for a king.
Father, we thank you for the reminder that your love for us is not dependent on anything that we have or anything that we can do. We thank you for giving us the gift of salvation and the forgiveness of our sins. And I pray that we would turn our hearts and our minds to you now and be attentive to what you have to say to us this morning in your word. In Jesus' name, amen.